Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Each and every single one of us in our lives has experienced some type of difficulty, a calamity, maybe some trouble we've ran into. And whenever a person runs into some type of trouble or difficulty, there's usually one place that you turn to right away. And for some people, they call a certain person. That's the first thing they do. They pull up their phone, they have it on speed dial, they call up someone. Someone they know they can rely on, someone they know they can turn to, someone they know will come to their assistance and will help them no matter what the situation is. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing us that whenever we face any type of difficulty, whenever we face any trouble, what we need to do is we need to immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the means of that, and the way to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to seek His help and His assistance at that time, regardless of the adversity, the difficulty, the trouble that we might have run into, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, first is patience. To maintain our cool and to remain calm and to be patient. And the second thing is salah. Is to then pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for His help and His assistance and ask Him to alleviate whatever difficulty or trouble we're facing at that time. And this is what we've been instructed to do in the Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Seek the help of Allah. And the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that it can overcome anything. If the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on someone's side, if the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to someone's aid or rescue, then there is no difficulty that cannot be solved. There is no problem that is too big. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. That whenever someone calls out, he's in difficulty, he's facing adversity, he's troubled, and he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the one that answers his prayers, and who is the one that lifts the harm away from him, who removes the harm from him? It is Allah. And so, whenever we face any type of difficulty, any situation, we have to train ourselves to immediately first turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to pursue any other worldly means that we might need to or we might have to. Allah has created the means for us to utilize and us to benefit from. But first and foremost, we have to turn to Allah. We have to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, what is, first of all, He says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. That this is going to be very difficult except for the people who are devout, who are mindful of Allah, who are always constantly aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people, they will be able to handle themselves and manage themselves in such a way. Other than that, it will be very difficult. الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They always keep in mind, they are constantly aware and mindful of the fact that I have to go and face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. That day is coming when I will have to stand before Allah and answer for the way I have lived my life. And I will have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people who will practice patience and turning to Allah for their solutions and their for the solutions to their problems and for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their difficulty and adversity, Allah says, "Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with these people. And Allah has told us, this will happen. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We definitely will test you. Allah says, I will test you. Time and time again. Sometimes I'll test you financially. Sometimes I'll test you physically. Sometimes I'll test you in regards to your family members. There'll be a death in the family. In different ways, I'll constantly be testing you. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. But the glad tidings And the success at the end is for the people who are patient, who turn to Allah in that difficulty. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, that whenever any type of a difficulty or an adversity befalls them, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, we belong to Allah, we are from Allah, Allah has created us, we belong to Him, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, we have to go back to Him. So whatever I have that I've lost now, whoever has passed away, Allah created that person, gave me that person, or Allah created that thing and gave it to me, and He has taken it back, and like that thing or that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed its time for expiring, same way I will expire at one time. I will also have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ, that these are the people whom the blessings and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon, and these are the people that will be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will guide them. These are the building steps. This is the foundation of hidayah, of guidance. So let us utilize this month to make our safety net, not someone or something or some bank account or the speed dial on the phone. Let our safety net be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let our safety net be salat. That whenever the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he was troubled by something, he immediately would resort to salat. So let us try to emulate his behavior and discipline ourselves in this manner and build ourselves to this point, to where we have that relationship, that intimate relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we first and foremost and with our hearts only and truly turn to Him for any difficulty, for any problem, for any adversity that might come upon us. May Allah give us the ability to practice what has been said in heaven. سبحان الله